Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's been a crash, Kwinana Freeway northbound at Leach Highway, causing some heavy congestion in the Bateman area. Right lane currently blocked, towing services are on site, but traffic heavy. Back to Farrington Road. There's been an oil spill, Narrows Bridge heading southbound. The right lane has been closed off by traffic management. A cleanup crew is on site as a result of an earlier crash as well, but traffic is pretty heavy. Back to Hay Street. Now the only hotspot at the moment, Tonkin Highway southbound from Morley Drive east to Collier Road in Bayswater. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Sorry, as I was saying.
Spider-Man's mine usually.
That's mine usually.
It. All right, you go for it. Leon, take it away.
Is it about the Disney?
Yes. But it's all right. You could talk about it. I'll figure something else out.
There's been an incident.
Oh, no.
Disney.
What happened?
California Adventure Park. Is that world or land?
California is land.
Okay. Disneyland is a Spider-Man show. Where he swings on a web and he goes, whoa, and he lets go and he does a flip and lands on top of a building. Hit the building.
Yeah, he's not a real person, but it's fine.
Oh, spoiler.
Oh, sorry. You stole my story.
Oh,
okay.
Damn.
It's a robot. It's a Spider-Man robot.
Yeah.
It went wrong. So it's a real person jumping around doing spider stuff, and then there's a sneaky Disney magic transition.
Quick change.
Really?
And the robot flink, and it's a cool robot. I've seen it. It does like poses in midair and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very rad.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did they come up with something like that? That's pretty amazing.
It's their job.
Probably because they didn't want to swing a real human.
I agree.
Because there's a chance it'll hit a wall.
And thank goodness for that.
And it does.
So is it completely destroyed?
No, apparently they gave it a break and had another go.
They got to just like...
I don't know how you explain that to the audience. Because, I mean...
Especially to a kid.
You kind of know it's a robot, but I think the idea is that you're not supposed to know it's a robot. Mm. But if you just watch it fling itself into the side of a building.
Yeah. That would be pretty terrifying.
And then 5 minutes later, they go, let's have another shot at that.
Yeah. So I think what happens is he's like up the top dancing, and then he swings, then the robot does the swing, and then lands into a thing, and then the other guy pops up and goes, oh, I made it.
Because
the benefit of Spider-Man is it's wearing a mask.
Exactly.
Well, okay. Well, speaking of Hollywood blockbusters and all things California.
Amazing. Amazing segue.
Yes.
Are you guys fans of Scooby-Doo?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. What was that
this
movement?
This is going to be my second story. You know what? I'm just going to sit this one out.
Okay.
We're all on the same page.
I love Scooby-Doo, particularly the 2002 film Scooby-Doo, filmed, of course, on the Gold Coast.
Yes.
Which
was terrifying.
It was Scooby-Doo. When they go to Mystery Island and Rowan Atkinson plays Mr.
The live action one.
Ah, what's his name?
Oh, it's got a really funny name. It's like
Mavarius
or
something.
Don't ruin this for me, all right? Don't ruin this
story. Don't spoil it. Okay. Don't spoil this 20-year-old movie.
Well, the Mystery Machine from the 2000s.
He would have got away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Exactly.
Sorry.
The Mystery Machine van from the 2002 live-action Scooby-Doo film is now available for 3 overnight stays in Southern California on Airbnb.
Yes, I'm in.
I know. It's being listed for 3 one-night stays in June to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the movie's release. And it's going to have everything decked out with throwbacks, including a Sugar Ray album with a portable CD player.
Sugar Ray was in
a lava lamp and a vintage TV for late night viewing of Scooby.
Yeah,
and they're going to have snacks and mystery games and a whole lot of stuff.
That's awesome.
Isn't that the coolest? I'm loving this kind of thing where they do Louis House or something.
Can I help? It also, you get a virtual greeting by Shaggy himself, Matthew Lillard.
Yes.
Oh, jeez. Like, gosh. Welcome to the Airbnb, dude. Okay, well, hey, great news, guys.
Thanks.
I'm glad I could have been a part of that. I'm glad we're all on the same wavelength.
Well
okay?
done, Dan.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.